What's up? What's up? This is Angel Renee coming to you from Healing Versus Hurt Podcast. Let's talk a little bit about a little bit of something. Happy Friday, everyone. I want to come on and just get right into this. So I don't have too much to talk about today. So it probably won't be a long podcast, but or episode, you know. But I do want to, first of all, tell you all that I appreciate you. I love you. And that I just encourage you to be disciplined with yourself, which is, to me, an aspect of self-love. I encourage you to be consistent with yourself. And again, that's another form of self-love that you owe to yourself. And be patient with yourself, because discipline has been on me really heavy. Discipline and consistency and patience, like really all of those. Discipline has been sticking out a lot to me, more than probably it ever has. So it's certain things in your life that you will start to realize when you're being consistent with your self-love and your self-care and your the workings that you do on yourself, be it physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, all of it. So there's certain things that are going to come up in your life that you may see. Like it may even be the things, like, let's say you're looking at a YouTube video on some inspirational stuff, some motivational stuff, whatever, right? Some stuff you're doing for your business, and they're steady, discipline. Then you go over to, you looking at, I don't know, something else, you know, or you hear, you're out in the streets and you're at the store and somebody's like, yeah, I just been real disciplined with my workout. You just keep hearing this word, you know. Pay attention to those things. You have to pay attention to the signs and the symbols and the sacredness of these things, because they're not showing themselves coincidentally to you. There's a symbol that I keep seeing and I'm still trying to figure out what it is. And I'm like, what is this symbol that I continuously see? I seen somebody with a necklace on with the symbol. I seen there was a home with like a cutout of the symbol on their wall. So I keep seeing this specific symbol. So pay attention to things that are repetitive in your life, because we're repetitive beings. And sometimes it's time for us to switch up how we've been doing things, our repetitive behaviors, okay? So maybe you've been doing things, and you know, on your path, your journey, whatever, but now it's time to switch it up. And it's time to, now you're continuously seeing this discipline, like, okay, well, discipline, you know, it'll just show itself where it's needed in your life. You don't have to beat yourself up about it. Well, I don't know what discipline, how to do. It will just come to you on how you should, when you should, where you should, you know. Something else for me that comes up, has been coming up quite often, is not speaking so much about what I do. I already thought I didn't say too much about what I do. I honestly, I'm gonna just tell y'all, like, I don't necessarily say too much of what I do, but the thing is that it's at a point too now, like, it's even more. It's even more like that, you know. And it's like, you have to listen to yourself. You have to trust yourself and know when to say certain things and when not to. Because I'm a person, I'm like, I get all happy and geeked up about something, and you know, I don't tell everybody. I'm not that person, you know, at all. But there are times when I still speak up, even if it's to a family member, a trusted family member. You know, sometimes you still have to keep it on a hush while you're working on that thing. Even if it's just one family member that you may talk to and you want to let them know something. Like, because the thing is that you have to understand everything is not going to be for everybody until it's already completed. And then they'll see. Because even if someone, they don't mean you any, you know, harm or like, oh, you can't do that. Even if they don't think that, even if it's their own stuff, may get in the way and put energy on what you've told them. So you don't even need that. Okay. So we have to learn how to listen to the repetitive things that come up in our life so that in with this next level you're stepping up to, it's time to change some things. It's time to keep quiet a little bit more. You may hear video, you may watch some videos and they're like, stop telling people your business. Stop telling people what you're doing. Stop telling people about your next move. You're just steady going to hear this on a repeated basis over and over again at different times, reminding you, hey, by the way, right? You may start seeing numbers, you know, and the numbers will align with what it is that you're going through every time. Or what you're going through, or when, you know, what you're stepping into, or what you're stepping from, what you're coming, like, it all aligns, even with numbers that you may see on the clock repetitively, what you may see, a license plate, an address on a building, okay, you may end up with two pennies, or two something every time you look around. Okay. And still, you can still look it up, but it'll be exactly what you need. Every time. There's no coincidences. It's every time. It's not weird. It's none of that. It's just you paying attention to the repetitiveness of life, of who you are, how you do things repetitively. And if it's, is it working for you? Because if it's not going to be working for your next level, the new thing will show up. The new hunch will show up to say, hey, by the way, this is for the new level. Got to get repetitive with being disciplined. Got to get repetitive with keeping your mouth closed a little bit more. Being repetitive with being patient with yourself. Being repetitive with being consistent with everything, the smallest of detail. It can be down to being consistent with keeping your dishes clean. I'm telling y'all, because those smallest of things, which we think are small, are going to keep us consistent on a larger scale, which will be needed for a new level. So pay attention to that. Even when you don't feel like it, still do it. Because it's necessary for your growth, for your elevation, for your future, for your leveling up. Maybe something that you're being taught from within you that's coming out to show you what it is that you need to do next on this physical plane. It may be also for you to teach someone else this as well. That's how that goes. And as much as someone may say, oh, I'm not a teacher. We're all teachers. We all have life experiences that we talk about. Period. You're going to teach someone something. I don't care if it's how to tie a shoe. I don't care if it's how to drive. I don't care if it's how to put a doorknob on a door. You get my drift. We're all teachers. Even if you're getting paid to do it or not getting paid to do it. We all live this life and have experiences that we can show someone else. So, understand something. Being consistent with yourself and disciplined with yourself and patient with yourself add it to your list, because you're not listening to this episode of my podcast by chance. Everybody won't hear this episode. But for you all who will hear this episode, this is not by chance. It's not by, you know, any of that. Coincidental. It's not coincidental. Add these to your to-do list for yourself. Again, this is part of your self-love activity. And your discipline is going to look different for everybody. It's not going to look the same. But like I told you, it can be the smallest of things. I'm disciplined in the morning when I'm doing my rituals, as far as, like, you know, I get up in the morning, wash your face, you brush your teeth, you know, you may make your tea, you may make your coffee, you may take your vitamins, things like that. Like, all that's ritual, because it all comes back to self. You're doing it for you. You're not doing it because that's what you're supposed to do. There's people who don't brush their teeth or wash their face or make coffee or tea in the morning. You know what I'm saying? There's people who may get up and play their sound bowl, or people who may listen to music in the morning to uplift their self for the day. Everybody has their own ritual. I don't care what it is. You may have people out on the street, their ritual is to get up and go hold a sign up. That's their ritual. They may say it's their job, but they get up dedicated and disciplined and consistent with that sign that says the same thing every day. And they may get paid and they may not, right? And I know it's a little bit different, because it's like, is that really self-love, or you begging? Oh, that's a whole nother topic. We're not going to get on that today. But I think you get my drift, where I'm going with that. Consistency is key. Discipline is key. And being patient with yourself is key. So, with that being said, I want you all to continue to love on yourself. Continue to think highly of yourself. Know that you are worthy of everything that you desire. It doesn't just have to be a dream of yours. It can be something that truly, that does come to you, that may seem like a dream, but it's a dream come true, because it was given to you to do. So you stepping into each level of your life and being repetitive with certain things that's coming to you, that you're not ignoring the signs, the symbols, the sayings, the words, whatever, the affirmations. Don't ignore any of it. And this is you also stepping into knowledge of self. You're paying attention to self. Like, this is not by coincidence why I'm seeing this or hearing this. This is self-realization. It's something that you need for you. Okay? All right, so with that being said, I love you all. Continue to grow, continue to elevate, all of that. And I will talk to you soon. Peace.